It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy. Mortimer Sneard and Ray Noble and his orchestra. Tonight, our special guest is the style-setting recording star, the unique Frankie Lane. And now, Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Attention, folks, it's time for Charlie McCarthy. Here I come, ready or not. Last one to tune in is you-know-what.
Look here, I say, old boy, would you mind dropping your voice down to just a shout?
Oh, well, what's wrong, Ray? You look like a medical student's homework.
Well, frankly, Charles, I'm just not myself today.
Well, let me be the first to congratulate you.
No, it's my nerves, old boy. They're jumpy. All week long, I've been making recordings with the orchestra.
Oh, well, why should that make you jumpy? We have to listen to them.
Well, I felt all right up to that last recording, you know.
What was your last recording?
Well, it was a new arrangement, Charlie. Time on my hands on the front side.
Uh-huh.
And don't spank the baby on the back side.
Should be a howling success, I think.
But you know, I think the trouble is being shut up in those horribly small recording studios.
Oh, it's that.
Oh, yes. I think I must have claustrophobia.
I've never heard of that. Much of it going around?
Oh, it's a fear of closed places.
Oh, yes, of course.
There are many such phobias, you know. Some people have a fear of high places.
What do they call that? Hydrophobia?
Oh, but Charlie, haven't you ever known anyone who was high-strung?
Well, yes, I have, Ray. I have. As a matter of fact, I had an uncle once who was always in need of a sedative.
Really?
With an olive in it. Good old Uncle Egbert. Fried Egbert, we used to call him.
Now, look here, Charles. This isn't helping me quiet my nerves, you know.
Well, now, wait a minute now. You just gave me an idea.
Well, what?
I'm going to borrow your nervous condition and get out of going to school tomorrow.
Well, you better be careful, Charles. Well, here comes Edgar now.
Hello, boys. Hello. Hello, Charlie.
Now, don't sneak up on me like that, Bergen, please.
What's the matter?
What's the matter with you anyway?
Well, I'm a mess. I'm just a bundle of nerves. Twitching nerves.
Is that so?
Oh, they just twitch all the time.
Yeah.
Just twitching. There I go. See?
Well, that's nothing so much to be alarmed about. Charlie, I can help you. I know all about nerves.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah. Remember, I studied to be a doctor in college. Sometimes I'm sorry I gave up medicine.
Yeah, but think of all the lives you saved by doing it.
See, the main function of these nerves is to carry messages to the brain.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Now, what happens when you pick up something hot, Charlie?
Huh?
I say, what happens when you pick up something hot?
Well, usually I call the fence and see what he'll give me for it.
You immediately withdraw your hand.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yes. That's because the messages to the brain travel at over 100 feet a second in a man's body.
Yeah?
Yes.
In a woman, it has to go a little slower on account of the curves.
You see, the nerves and the brain work together.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Yes.
For example, I say to myself, I want to move my arm. And lo and behold, my arm, it moves.
Oh, it did, didn't it? Oh, you are clever. Do you tie your own shoelaces, too?
Now, what do you suppose is the matter with you, Charlie?
Well, brace yourself, Bergen, but I got a bad case of undulating, overlapping, homogenized claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia?
Yeah, that's what I got.
When did it start?
In school.
Oh, I see.
Yes, for years, the eighth grade has been closing in on me. Looks like I'm a lifer.
I see, yes. Well, if school gives you claustrophobia that badly...
And it do.
Something, of course, will have to be done about it.
Then you're going to spring me?
Well, I...
Oh, Bergen, may I kiss the hem of your stylish stout jacket?
Yeah. What do you suggest might help you?
I think I need a change, Bergen.
Yes.
A complete new outlook. Say, in the form of a good movie.
A good movie?
Yeah. The darkness, the quiet, the peace would calm my nerves.
Yes. What picture did you have in mind?
Well, I tell you, it's called The Waltzing Corpse Meets Frankenstein's Other Wife.
Charlie, are closed in crowded places. If you have claustrophobia, I'm afraid you never can go to the movies again.
Uh-oh.
You know something, Bergen?
What?
It's a pity you gave up medicine. You would have made a great surgeon.
What makes you think so, Charlie?
In one simple operation, you amputated my claustrophobia, cut out my hooky playing, and cooked my goose.
Ray Noble, as modern as tomorrow, brings us his own instrumentation of today's domino.
Mortimer, I was wondering if you'd get here tonight.
Oh, I might. It's early yet, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, hum, 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 hum.
Well, you look sleepy.
Yeah, I am sleepy.
How come? How come you're sleepy?
Well, I can't sleep at night.
Oh,
yes. I'm beginning to think that sleep don't agree with me.
Well, Mortimer... Oh, now, please, not you, too. Charlie with claustrophobia, and now you with insomnia?
Insomnia, nothing. My trouble is I can't sleep.
Yeah, I know. Well, do you have any idea what's keeping you awake, Mortimer?
I think it's my nightmares.
Your nightmares?
Yeah, I see.
How can you have nightmares when you can't sleep?
Well, it ain't easy.
No, I don't know. Have you tried sleeping powder?
Yeah, I sprinkled it all over the bed, but it didn't do no good.
When do you find it the hardest to go to sleep?
When I'm awake.
When you're awake. Come on, sir. I'm trying to help you. Now listen. When people can't sleep, they count sheep.
No.
Yes.
When sheep can't sleep, do they count people?
No. Do you try counting sleep? Sheep?
Now, please don't confuse me. I'm having enough trouble right as it is. What was your question, please?
I say, do you try counting sheep?
I tried it once. Yeah, didn't do no good, though.
I see.
See, there was black sheep.
Black sheep.
Yeah. I couldn't see them in the dark.
I wonder what could be causing your insomnia. Do you sleep with your window open?
No, with my mouth open.
With your mouth open. Well, you better do something about it. I'll tell you, the circles under your eyes are so big that It looks like your nose is riding a bicycle.
the circles.
Yes.
Nose. Yeah, on your nose. Riding a bicycle, yeah.
Well, you see, Marty, but that was a joke.
Oh, a joke.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Let's get back to your insomnia. Now, something must be keeping you awake.
Maybe it's them awful things I've been seeing in the dark.
Oh, now we're getting to it. You're afraid of the dark.
Well, yeah, sometimes. You see, I get so scared, I pull the pillow over my head.
Well, I should think you'd suffocate.
No. I do get way behind in my breathing, though.
Yeah. I'll bet you pull the covers over your head, too.
Yeah, I do that. I pull the covers over, yeah. But it puts my feet in an awful ticklish position.
Yes, well, now, at least with the blanket over your head, you can't see those awful things.
Oh, yes, I can.
You still see them?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, you see, I cut a peephole in the blanket.
All right. Mortimer, this entire thing is ridiculous.
The
only stupid people are afraid of the dark.
Well, there's your answer.
Yes. See these things if you could fall asleep.
Oh, sure.
Now, there must be some reason why you can't sleep at night. Now, why can't you sleep at night?
Well, let's see. Can't think of it offhand. Not unless it's those naps I've been taking all day. Ah, there you are.
What is it that makes you such a dunce?
I don't know. I really don't know. But whatever it is, it sure works, don't it?
Yeah. Once in a great while, an entertainment personality comes along who truly deserves the much-abused term song stylist. Such a one is our guest of the evening, Frankie Lane. Tonight he gives his modern sound to Wonderful, Wasn't It? Mr. Lane.
Wonderful, wasn't it? Isn't it? Holding you close to me. What a thrill it is, kissing you tenderly. Whispering soft and low, darling, I love you so, so no one else can hear. To make it more divine, you kissed me, said you're mine. Wonderful, wasn't it, dear? Wonderful, wasn't it? Heavenly, isn't it? Holding you so close to me. Oh, what a joy it was. Oh, what a thrill it is. Kissing you so tenderly. Whispering soft and low, darling, I love you so. So no one else can hear. To make it more divine, you kissed me. Said your mind wonderful, so wonderful. Who wasn't it wonderful, see?
Thank you, Frankie. Next time I go to the jukebox, that record of yours will get my dime.
Well, Charlie, if I know you, it'll be a slug.
A comical one here. We'll have to keep this dialogue short. In fact, we'll eliminate it. That's right.
Charlie, really now, I don't want to get laughs.
Oh, good.
I just want to sing songs. Like my new one.
Hey, what's that?
Well, it's called I Had to Have All My Clothes Altered Since I've Got You Under My Skin.
Like him. So he didn't want to get laughs. Well, you know something? He didn't, really. Hello, Frankie.
Hello, Edgar.
Say, it's nice having you in Hollywood, Frankie.
Thank you.
You know, I'd like to give you a little dinner party.
Oh?
There's so many people out here that would like to meet you.
Well, thank you, Edgar.
Nothing.
It's really wonderful. Is it going to be anything like that last dinner party you gave?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, but be a good sport and come anyway.
No, really. Okay, I will. See you later, boys.
Fine, fine.
Now, Charlie, what in the world did you make that remark for?
Huh?
I'm going all out on this dinner party.
You are?
Yes.
It's deductible?
No. No, the Beverly Hills Catering Service will handle the entire affair. They charge $25 a plate.
Bergie, if I can get that Beverly Hills Catering Service to cut the price, will you give me half?
Well, yes, if you can, sure. You think you can do it?
Either Beverly cuts her price or she heads for the hills. All right. Bud, let's have a little service here.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah.
A toothpick, the talk.
Mister, when you say that, smile.
Why?
So I can get a good shot at your front teeth.
Well, now that we've nauseated each other, you wish to give a dinner party.
True.
What type of menu did you have in mind?
Something inexpensive, like seagull a la king, breast of spam... possibly jellied gopher tails. Served in a trap, of course.
This is not going to be one of my good afternoons. Perhaps it'll help me if you'll tell me for whom this dinner party is.
Frankie Lane.
Well, do you think Mr. Lane would like partridge? Is he a hunter?
I don't know, but about a year ago he sure killed a wild goose, didn't he? You're not laughing.
And that's the way it's going to be. Now, about our partridges. You see, they are raised on our private farm where they are hand-fed only the finest imported grain.
How nice. And then you shoot them.
How vulgar. Oh. Now, we place them in a vat of warm wine and allow them to hiccup themselves to death.
What a lovely way to go.
Well, the entire affair will be exquisite, you know. Oh. Our waitresses are the most beautiful girls in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Now, how should we start the dinner?
Late. I'll be in the kitchen with the waitresses.
And now, my obnoxious little friend.
Yes?
We can save some time if you'll tell me what you wish to spend for each guest.
Well, what could I give her about 80 cents apiece?
Young man?
Yes?
For 80 cents apiece? One of our men will pass among you with a stale salami and let each guest whiff one here.
Look, I've got to get this party catered cheap, buddy.
Oh, cheap?
Yeah.
Well, from what I judge your friends to be, may I suggest the Lower Glendale Dog Catering Service?
You know, that's not a bad idea. With plenty of ketchup on it, they'll never know.
I say, Charles, you don't mean to tell me you've actually hired a dog catering service to cater the party for Frankie Lane?
That I have, Ray. 30 cents a man and all the flea powder they can use.
How do you do, Mr. McCarthy? I'm Kirkwood of the Lower Glendale Dog Catering Service.
How do you do? This is Ray Noble.
My, he's a woolly one, isn't he? Who taught him to stand up and beg?
Really, I must have this moustache clipped.
Say, Kirk, is your dog food, is it fit for human consumption?
Oh, yes. Why, I often eat it myself.
Oh, good, good. Then it doesn't affect you?
Not at all. Of course, every once in a while, I find myself chasing a cat up a tree. But now, who's going to be the host at this party? A Pekingese or a Pomeranian?
Well, the fellow who's walking in over there now, Bergen.
Oh, a Mexican hairless. Hello, gentlemen.
Bergen, this is Mr. Kirkwood. He's going to cater your party.
Oh, I see. Well, tell me, Mr. Kirkwood, do you have many customers in the better part of Hollywood?
Oh, yes, indeed. My food's eaten by some of the biggest movie stars.
Good.
For instance, there's Lassie and...
Who did you say?
Massey, you know, Raymond Massey.
Oh, yes. You see, this is a very important party, and I want things done right. Confidentially, I want to put on the dog.
You got the right man, buddy.
The dinner, of course, will be formal. They'll wear tails.
Well, most of them do.
Now, we'll need place cards. They'll have to know where they're going to sit.
Well, why don't you just let them lie around the floor?
Now, please, if you don't mind, let's save the clowning. Now, do you get your meat from Kansas City?
No, Santa Anita.
Santa Anita. Yeah, it's top quality. Silly or silly. Give each one a memento.
Now, what would they do with a memento?
They can stuff it in an olive. That's pimento.
Oh, more practical gift, like, a rubber bowl.
A rubber bowl, yeah.
Or one of those new feeding bowls that keeps their ears out of the milk.
Ears out of the milk? Just a moment. This couldn't be a dog service, could it?
Oh, couldn't it? Let's not fight it, Bergen. It's cheaper than both of us.
So to save money, you are ready to feed our guest, Frankie Lane, dog food, horse meat.
Yeah. Well, I...
Were you, Charlie?
Well, I... Bergie? What are you going to do?
I'm taking off my belt. Charlie, bend over.
No, mule train!
Musically, as Frankie Lane returns to sing of his lady Unfair, the bewitching Jezebel.
the devil was born without a pair of horns. It was you, Jezebel, it was you. If ever an angel fell, Jezebel, it was you. Jezebel, it was you. If ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, deceiving me, leaving me blue, Jezebel, it was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment man, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. Would be better had I never known lovers such as you, forsaking dreams and all for the siren call of your arms. Like a demon, love possessed me, you obsessed me constantly. What evil star is mine that my fate's design should be? Jezebel, if ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue, Jezebel, it was you. Man, it was you, night and day, every way. Oh, Jezebel,
again, Frankie. Come back and see us real soon.
Good night, everyone.